Should fire momentarily. You could say a few words. Say,
we'll be on shortly.
To WGXC Alka 90.7 FM.
Oh dear, I really want to go upstate.
Well, I gotta put some gas in the car, you know, they're still rationing down here.
Oh, honey, I want to go up and see the 20-somethings upstate. They can't get jobs and they're not washed. I'm going to bring a washcloth and a bit of my favorite lavender soap.
Oh, I love that lavender soap, honey. It really smells delicious on you.
Oh, think of how it will smell on the 20-somethings. They are so cute when they're sleeping in their cars.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Pink Zebra, the company that allows you to fragrance your personal space with special sprinkles created from scented soft soy wax. They do home parties, events, one-on-one shopping, and more. Information about Pink Zebra is available at area code 518-567-9420 or online at pinkzebrahome.com/sprinkles from Lacey. Pink Zebra. Change your fragrance. Change your life.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Roots Runners Rise. I'm Radical Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Jane Bruni.
Hey, everybody. We are super psyched to be in the studio live with Amanda Henry today.
Yeah.
And before we begin speaking to her, just a few words, because you may realize WGXC is in the middle of a pledge drive. Now, if you're like me sometimes, or a lot of folks, right, you get a lot of people asking you for money these days, right? Mm-hmm. For so many really worthy causes, friends doing GoFundMes just to pay for their medical care, or their house burned down, or people over here don't have a house, or people over there, they need bail money, or people over there, it's hard these days, right? So many places asking for money, needing your help, and maybe you're just struggling already to get by, right? So we're not talking to you today to try to add to your already significant burden, right? Because times are tough out there, right?
Totally.
But
maybe you're rolling in it.
Maybe you're rolling in it, and that would be awesome. But for those of us maybe who are feeling like, oh gosh, you know, they're asking for money, and that just makes you want to turn the dial off. Please wait. Don't. You know, right. We want everyone to be sustainable. But here's a little pitch. Okay, so maybe you've noticed things are kind of tough out there, right? Like, just this past week, we have, you know, some pretty scary news about people in the government and doing stuff, right?
Like, as if it can't get any worse.
Every day.
It just keeps getting worse.
And I think maybe, I'm not going to get into details because, you know, the shock doctrine, right? Corporate mainstream media news, they use like horror and violence to,
and racism and xenophobia and classism and white supremacy.
All that stuff is real. And I don't want to trigger anyone right now. You already, no.
I'm fired
up.
I know.
I'm trying to, as Che Guevara says, the true revolutionary is motivated by love, right? Mm. So when we're talking about this stuff, it's not to, you know, like the corporate news, they mention all this horrible stuff, but they've got an agenda, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they want to sell you stuff, or they want to make you passive, or they want to make you feel hopeless, or vote for this candidate or that candidate. But Lauren and I, our motivation is love. That's why we're talking to you right now, right? That's why we come in here every month. Okay, back to this pledge drive, right? why am I even like asking folks for a sustaining pledges? That's what we're asking for. It's a new new way of thinking rather than always doing funding drives. Like, right, how like about just sign up and, you know,
contribution.
Yeah, yeah. So she got a regular, small, sustainable contribution. Well, you know, when the world at large is kind of crazy, what have people lived through before historically, right? The Black Plague, World Wars, genocides, slavery, all kinds of things. People have survived. And how did they survive? Local networks, right? Their community.
Networks of care.
Networks of care and support, material support as well, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we've got going on in Columbia Green Counties is kind of remarkable for the United States in many ways. We have a lot of local food producers. We have a lot of local herb producers. you know, and we have a lot of people who are from here, and we have a lot of people who've gravitated here because they care about community, they value community, and they see that it's also a pragmatic choice. So community radio, our agenda is community. And you know, you see some of the stuff that's going on in the world. We here in our community, we're accountable, you know, to each other. And so when you listen to this radio station, you're hearing your friends and your neighbors and your teachers and your students and your patients and your
Amy Goodman.
Yep, that too. News you can trust, right? Yeah. So, but that does, you know, all of that takes some material resources to continue, right? So, you know, I think a lot of us are making decisions these days, right? Like, okay, my friend is a farmer. Should I buy what the vegetables they've got growing, or should I go to the supermarket and buy something that was grown really far away? And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us make decisions, you know, conscious decisions like this. Let's support local. So let's bring WGXC into that.
Yeah, such a lifeline for our community here.
And also, you know, it's not just like we're asking you for help. We are you. Like, come participate, come be on the show, come have a show. This is people making community, making a platform for and by the people. So if you're moved and if you're able, because we know times are tough, but you know, make it sustainable. The pledge drive number you can call is 518-697-7400. You can also log on. Lauren has that address. I think it's on the front page of that booklet that you've got.
Right. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate.
And if people sign up to just contribute some small amount, but every month, that's sustainable for you, that also helps the station be more sustainable and not have to ask for money as often.
Yeah, not stress about paying the bills. So even if you've got $5, $10, $15 a month, that's like what, a Spotify like account?
Yeah, exactly. Or take a look at your coffee budget or something else. And again, it's not charity, right? You're helping make this resource that is just been a tremendous force for good in this community. And
for the last 8 years. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, give a call, 518-697-7400 or wgxc.org/donate.
All right.
Cool.
Amanda Henry.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
So nice to see you.
Thank you. It's lovely to see you both. Two of my favorite people.
Oh,
and you were talking about neighbors and people supporting each other, and I'd say you are the two best examples of that. I know. So thanks for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, we'd love to talk to you a little bit about you and your story in terms of was it last month on our show that we were talking about
2 months ago.
Was it 2 months now? Okay, my bad.
Yeah, you were away last month.
I'm so sorry.
We did our last show, for those who didn't hear it, was with Grocer 19,
which is
out and about in the world.
Yeah,
folks. Yeah,
yeah. Closer. Well, we wanted to continue a conversation from 2 months ago now around the really beautiful and wonderful health benefits of cannabinoids or CBD, the hemp plant. And our neighbor and friend and community member, Amanda Henry here, has some great experience with that. And so we wanted to invite you to tell us about you and your wonderful company.
Zoa Organics.
Ooh.
The P is silent. Yeah, P-Z-O-A.
Yes. Yeah, how'd you get to this work? Tell us your story.
The story. Well, it probably started about 4 years ago when I found myself single and of a certain age. And I decided, as we often do at the end of relationships, I found myself looking really deeply into who I was, what I liked about myself, what I wasn't so keen on, and how I wanted to live my life going forward. And one of the things that occurred to me was that I'm going to live for a very long time. I'm fortunate. I have great genes. I take after my grandma, who lived to be in her late 90s. I'm very like her in all sorts of ways. And when she was asked about her secrets to longevity, she used to say, well, she put it down to two things. First of all, was swimming in the cold salt water as a girl.
Ooh. I know.
And a couple of good stiff scotch and sodas every night.
Now, I can get more on board with that.
Well,
one. Yeah.
I'm not a swimmer in cold water, that's for sure. I'm not sure that I'm even such a scotch and soda every night person, but it did stick with me because I really want to live my life with as much pleasure as I possibly can for the next however long I've got. So I started thinking about that. And as a postmenopausal woman, one of the things that I was thinking about, because we do, is sex and how that changes and how intimacy changes for us as women as we age, certainly for postmenopausal women. So some of you might have heard that I'm active with Without Hudson, the group that supports the Pride Parade here in Hudson, and I'm one of the stalwart volunteer people who pitches up every year to help, because one of the things I love about living in Hudson, where I've been for the last, gosh, nearly 19 years now, is how diverse the community is, and I want to support that and be a part of it. So about 3 years ago, I was on the committee and I met two amazing women who had just moved to Hudson, and they were sex educators, and they encouraged me to listen to their podcast. I mean, if you meet someone who has a podcast and you like them, you think, oh, I wonder what they're all about. So I listened to the podcast, and the very first podcast that I listened to was all about personal lubricants for postmenopausal women. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I hadn't really given that much consideration, but it seemed to fit with my plans going forward. So I started listening, and one of the things they said, which resonated very deeply, was don't put anything in your most special places that you wouldn't put in your mouth. It has to be organic. I thought, well, that makes sense. I haven't eaten anything that isn't organic for the last 30 years, and I grow a lot of food, and I do a lot of I was going to say noodling in the kitchen, but I do a lot of making.
Love that pun.
I do a lot of making in the kitchen and of various types. And I normally, you know, I give people jams or chutney or whatever at Christmas. But I thought I'd start thinking about a personal lubricant. So I chose the ones that they had recommended on this podcast I was listening to. And I tried them, and they were expensive. They were organic, which was great, but they either smelled funny, they felt peculiar and sticky, or they tasted vile. And I'm a chef of some skill, and I like things to taste wonderful, not vile at all. So I thought, see what I can do about this. And at the same time, coincidentally, about 3 years ago, as I remember I said I'm single, I met somebody online. That seems to be the way most people meet these days. And it was one of those things where we thought we'd have everything in common and it was going to be great. And he turned out to be a very, very nice man, but there was no chemistry. That's the magic and elusive ingredient that we're all looking for. But he was a great man, and he showed up at my house with a trunk full of plants from his greenhouse. He was not just a vegetable farmer, but he happened to be a legal medical marijuana farmer. I found that rather interesting. So I
score.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, no.
Yeah, yeah.
He was giving me all these vegetable plants, and we're planting a garden.
Oh, cute.
It was cute.
Cute first date.
It was a very cute.
Good try. Good
well,
try.
You know what? We both realized right away that it wasn't going anywhere, but we thought we'd make the best of it. And we did. You know, we went and we bought soil and we dug holes and we put plants in and watered them. So he finishes emptying out his car and he gives me this huge paper bag. I said, "What's this?"
Mm-hmm.
So I looked inside. It was all sorts of leaves. So, and it had a very familiar sort of interesting smell. So he said, "Well, as a matter of fact," he said, "that's what we call shake in the business." I said, "Shake?
Oh, well."
Shake? He says, "Well," he said, "that's what you get after you've trimmed the cannabis buds and it's left over." He said, "But people," he said, "are doing very interesting things with it." This is 3 years ago. I said, "Like what?" He said, "Well," he said, "it's only really people of our generation who are smoking cannabis. All the kids," he said, "are going to be eating it. They're going to be baking with it. They're going to be vaping it." I said, "What's a vape?" I mean, I hadn't, you know, like, no. So I said, "What do you mean eating it?" He said, "Well, it's called edibles. And what they do is you infuse this stuff, this the leftovers essentially, with assorted oils. And the cannabinoids," I said, "What's a cannabinoid?" We'll get to that. "The cannabinoids get infused into the oil, and you can then use the oil and enjoy the benefits of CBD. I said, "What are the benefits of CBD?" "Well," he said, "it's anti-inflammatory." He said, it's analgesic. I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." Oh, that's interesting. So I didn't think too much about it. I had this huge bag, and he left, and that was pretty much the end of things for us. But I had this bag of stuff, these old dried leaves. So I went online, and lo and behold, I discovered that one of the things that people were doing with this product was making it into a personal lubricant. Very interesting, I thought. So I read a little bit more, and I found out about a product that was being sold actually then in California called Foria. It was an oil, and it was made for women, for postmenopausal women, to make their sex lives happier. And everybody who tried it said the same thing, which was that they loved the product, but it was really messy and unpleasant to use because it was an oil. And I am not interested in messy or unpleasant, so I started thinking about making something that would be a solid but would dissolve at skin temperature. And that year, instead of chutney, all my friends got this product to try. And long story short, I ended up giving away over 2 or 3 years over 600 jars of the stuff to try it out. Because, well, entrepreneurship is pretty much in my blood. And I thought if I really had a great product, I didn't want to go to the expense and time and effort of putting something on the market if I didn't know it was going to be a huge success. And lo and behold, people started coming back to me with comments like, "You know, my knee hurts, so I put a bit of your stuff on my knee and it made my knee better." "Oh, really?" Yes, and I've got terrible arthritis in my hip, and I've tried a bit, and I can hop out of bed like a bunny in the morning if I rub it on my hip, I thought. So this was very exciting. I thought, oh my gosh, now I've got two products. I've got one that I could use for pain, and I've got one that I could use just for pleasure. And then somebody said, you know, my daughter is in her early 30s, and she's on a low estrogen birth control pill. She has the same issues I do with lubricity, and it's been really helpful to her. Well, bingo. Now I've got two products, and it's not just for postmenopausal women, but it could be for all women. And it's not just for women, it could be for men. And it's not just for sex, it could be for pain relief. Oh my goodness. And of course, I'm thinking and seeing and hearing all about this terrible opioid crisis we're going through, thinking, wouldn't it be great to have something that would relieve people's pain? Well, long story short, I had these products, but I wasn't sure what to call them that would be palatable to most people. My initial ideas for names were great, but they certainly didn't conform to the standards I see here, which say that I should refrain from obscenity, indecency, and profanity on air. So we needed new names. So I sat on my porch one day and I Skyped my very favorite advisor, who happens to be my sister, who lives in Spain. And I said, I need two things. I need a brand name and I need product names. And the brand name doesn't have to be a real word. It could be anything. Long story short, we came up with Zoa. And the Zoa are for the four products that I had decided I would make initially. And the four products were, two of them are still actually in production. They're in process. They're not actually in production yet. But the four products were Pee-Pst, which is an organic tick repellent, which works really well. I've been testing it on my animals for the last 2 years, and they have been tick-free, and I live in the woods, so that was great.
That's great.
The other one is a sleep aid. So that's a CBD calming and relaxing sleep aid. The next one was O, for which is a personal lubricant. And the last letter, A, for which is pain relieving. So we had the names, and ooh and ah seemed to go really well together, and people liked them and I liked them. And so the next thing was to get labels and then to start thinking about how I was going to market this stuff. And, well, it's going really well.
That's great.
Thanks. So I'm actually marketing it in and around Hudson, and now we're stretching out. I was in Provincetown this weekend, and there are several places now that are going to be carrying it on the Cape, which I'm excited about.
Terrific.
So I'm actually trying to get it into the hands of body workers, people who touch other people. So it's available through chiropractic offices, through Reiki practitioners, through massage therapists, at our favorite herbalist store in Hudson. Actually, there's a chiropractic office in Red Hook that's carrying it now. Physical therapists are carrying it. So it's taking off.
That's terrific. I think on our, we had the show that we did with Etain, and they do full service medical marijuana apothecary. And we spoke a little bit about CBD topically, and they didn't really know too much about that because they don't make any of those products. But in the massage field, CBD is the big thing now. And there's you can take day long seminars for massage therapists. And I've certainly, it's very rare to date until I found Amanda's product. There are hardly any organic, all natural, I would eat this
well, that's with abandon. Right. I mean, products. That's the thing. So
that's very important to me.
It's very important to me too. And it's been a huge issue to find products that I can use. So I use as few ingredients as I can. They have to be 100% organic. And there have been a few challenges with that, but I've been helped enormously through a local company who are actually making CBD isolate. So you don't get all the other stuff that comes with a hemp plant. I'm just using the purest form of CBD and the fewest all organic ingredients. It makes it a little bit tricky in the summer because coconut oil, which is what the product is based on, melts very very easily at 70 something degrees, and a non-organic coconut oil has a much higher melting point. But fortunately, our local herbalist who's sitting across from me suggested I try beeswax, and my neighbor has hives, and before you know it, we're adding just enough beeswax to keep the product shelf stable. And it is still all organic. And the best thing about the ooh, well, one of the best things, is that it tastes delicious. And I remember having a conversation with another local Hudson person, a neighbor of mine, and he looked at me and he was scratching his head, I should say, not mine at all. And he said, "I can't believe you're just talking about this." I said, "Well, what do you mean, just talking about it?" He said, "It's the sort of thing that I buy in the supermarket and quick hide under the lettuce."
I said, "Oh my goodness.
You don't have to do that anymore." I said, "People, you know, talk about things, and there are ways to talk about them that's perfectly acceptable." But he laughed, and it was kind of funny. And I think of every time I see him, I think about him furtively putting a product he doesn't want someone to see under his lettuce in the in the supermarket.
Aww. Well, you know, two things that are sometimes difficult, and sorry if this is going to be like a funny stretch here, but two things that can be difficult talking about are sex and money. But here we are doing that right now on WGXC. Y'all should call up and pledge your sustaining support, and let's keep talking about sex and money.
Awesome. That was a great segue. So everyone, remember, Pledge Drive Line 518-697-7400. I have something to say too about that shame that a lot of people have. And also, you mentioned ooh is not just for sexual play or activity either. And myself, all right, maybe this is TMI for being on the air, but you know, I'm 50 years old, and
yes,
you know, your body changes. Everyone's body changes from what it, but it, wherever you're starting off. I've also spoken to people younger than myself who've expressed shame that their genital area doesn't feel the way it used to, doesn't feel as comfortable as it could be. Not even in the, you know, not even during sexual play with another person or with themselves, just going around doing your daily business. If it's amazing to me. I mean, we use, you know, chapstick and lip balm for the lips on our face, right? And no one's all like, "Oh, I'm ashamed my lips aren't moist enough there," right? But I've heard people confide to me and they have shame about their own body. They think that there's something, you know, that they're not sexy enough, or that they're aging, or what.
Or they've had past trauma.
Or they're taking, you know, birth control pills, or they're whatever, for whatever reason. Why do we even judge ourselves about these things? It's crazy. So I just want to give a shout out to Ooh as a daily product use, regard even separate of any kind of sexual activity
or
not.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that, because I just, as a matter of fact, had a letter from somebody who is using it on a daily basis, and she's a cyclist.
And she says
she needs it because she gets very chafed, and it really helps.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not a cyclist, so I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I can imagine that I thought, maybe I should do a sports line as well.
Yes.
So I'm really thinking along those lines. And of course, now I'm even more interested in doing an animal line. I've even seen in PetSmart, they have CBD bathing. But I would say in response to your comment about an all organic product, I don't think And I'm happy to be corrected, but I don't think that there is an all-organic product on the market that has as high a percentage of CBD isolate that mine contains. Mm. And just to tell you that the OO has half the amount of CBD that the pain-relieving R product has. And the reason for that is that when I was doing my marketing, I discovered that, you know, there's Tylenol, and then there's extra strength Tylenol, and then there's Tylenol Sinus, or there might be, you know, there are different strengths. But when you have a headache or any kind of pain, you're going to go right for whatever is going to knock it on the head the quickest. So you want the highest possible dosage. So mine has a 3% dosage, which is, I think, 1,680 milligrams per little jar. And the OO has a little less, 1.5. But still at 1.5% is considerably more than people are using in products. And I'm a little disappointed but not surprised to be looking at CBD products that are on the market that claim to have CBD in them, and they've literally, it's such a minuscule amount that's in there that they seem to be waving the bottle over it as opposed to actually putting any there. And then they're still charging a fortune. For it. I mean, it's very expensive to start with. My product, in order for me to make what I make, my CBD isolate costs thousands, many thousands of dollars per kilogram. Mm. So, and I'm not willing to compromise on it. I could buy it less expensively. I could add CBD oil, which is often sunflower oil that they squirt a bit of CBD near.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. I want people to have a fabulous result or reaction and as much pleasure as they can out of using it. And I'm thrilled by the number of people who are coming back for more. That's really the biggest the biggest sign of success for me. And I had a woman write to me from Germany who's 84 who told me how much she loved it, that her daughter who lives in Hudson had bought her some, and could I please sell the products in Germany?
Thank you.
Yes, it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Lauren, but sometimes when you recommend something to your patients or your clients, you know, in my massage therapy practice, I recommend CBD oil, and because other people have found great relief from it, you know, I'll recommend things. And sometimes folks come back to me about something I've recommended and they're like, oh, I tried it and it didn't really work for me. And I'm like, oh, you know, can you want to tell me just a little bit more about it? And I just want to say you really do. Well, you don't always get what you pay for. Some of these products are very expensive, but not necessarily effective. So that's why also, you know, getting a referral for specific brands or makers of medicines is really important. And I think Lauren and I both do that in our practices when we're counseling people, because not everything out there is as effective, you know, equally. So, you know, Amanda's really taking notes here on results people are getting, and that's your best. That is the best success, is word of mouth often.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is such a, I mean, cannabinoids are an incredible medicine, and yes, they help. We have this endocannabinoid system within our bodies and receptors for it, and it's incredibly useful to take in. I mean, our body produces them themselves, but then we can like take them from outside plant medicine for pain and anxiety and cancer and immune strengthening. But for me as an herbalist and as a herb shop owner, it's really difficult, besides Amanda's topical products that we carry in the shop, it's really hard for me to find or to navigate between for internal CBD oil, which people ask for all the time. It's really difficult for me as a medicine maker and medicine grower to establish the difference between like these fads and these like not so great products with the products that on the market are actually really great and are actually worth bringing in for the price that they're being sold for. And so it is so nice just to say that to have this local resource for this really incredible plant medicine is really, really special.
Well, thank you. And I am so thrilled that we have right in our my back garden anyway, Hudson Hemp, who have been just so supportive and helpful in terms of getting me what I need to make the best possible product. And yes, I am looking into doing an oil that people can take and put under their tongue. But it's difficult. I'm not sure that as a small business owner, I'm ready to branch out in a whole new product. On the other hand, I know that people want it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of torn. I'm not quite a one-person operation, but almost. That's about to change, I think. So that's sort of exciting. Mm. And I have I'm very actively involved with, I have another business which supports elders. And a lot of my elder clients are really enjoying it for aches and pains. And a lot of my not-so-elder friends.
Totally.
Aches and pains, sports people, gardeners, musicians.
Sure, any of us.
Oh, and this is the other thing that's interesting to me is that this whole development has introduced me to people that I would never ever have met before. There are a whole bunch of people in the sacred sex community who are loving this product. Mm-hmm. There are somatic body workers who are loving it. I met this other woman who is enjoying it. She visits cancer patients and she does makeup for cancer post-operative cancer patients in New York and in LA, and she is loving it and recommending it to them too. So I'm meeting a whole bunch of new people that I wouldn't see otherwise, and it's amazing what the CBD community can really offer in terms of broadening one's outlook.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And is this your first time on air at WGXC?
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with the great radio station, WGXC.
Well, it is a great radio station, and I've been on a few times, either for my work with elders, when I was involved with helping to get things up and running at the new senior center in Hudson, and that was a lot of fun. And I think I mentioned before, I volunteer with Out Hudson. So in terms of the Pride committee, I've talked about that a little bit too. It's a great resource. We have so many great resources here. It's one of the reasons that I love Hudson, frankly. So WGXC is an important part of all our lives, and we need to keep it on the air and keep that money coming in. Am I allowed to say that, even though?
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Give a call. Yeah. 518-697-7400 is the pledge drive and office line. And folks, again, if you're just tuning in, this is WGXC. When you're listening to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Radical Health and Healing from the Underground. And our guest today is Amanda Henry. WGXC is asking folks to consider becoming sustaining
members.
Yep.
Yeah,
but you
way.
Can call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just the goal is that to have a more sustainable income for the radio station.
Right. Like a monthly donation of your choosing, so that the station has a more understood or sure bet to pay all of the monthly bills and without having to rely on big, huge fund drives throughout the year. So if you could consider becoming a sustaining member or monthly supporter.
And that's at a very modest, that can be a modest, totally modest amount. But, you know, for that to come in every month on a regular basis,
yeah,
then
means a lot.
Really means a lot.
Yeah. So give a call, 518-697-7400. You can also donate and pledge and sign up to be a sustaining monthly supporter at wgxc.org/donate.
back to Amanda Henry.
Yeah.
So what are some other stories of people who've been using ooh and ah? Because I'm, you know, as a clinician myself, I'm like, ooh, you know, there's like vulvodynia. That's another thing a lot of people have shame about, right? That's when a person with a vagina has pain during sexual activity, regardless of lubrication or not. It's a neurological right. issue. Right. Have you had anyone try your products for
not
that?
Well, not that I'm specifically aware of mm-hmm. for that, but I have had a very dear friend of mine who's actually a Methodist minister mm-hmm. tells me it's the only thing that helps her fibromyalgia.
Oh, yes.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
And that had never occurred to me. I have people who have arthritic problems who are really like it. And I think I mentioned before musicians mm. who are practicing mm-hmm. Fingers. It's great for any repetitive mm-hmm. Motion injuries, sort of carpal tunnel stuff. Oh, and the most interesting ones is I have a customer who is a dancer. And I didn't know this because I'm not a dancer, but dancers spend most of their life in pain, mm. Their feet and their ankles. And this young man, who's the son of a friend of mine, is at the he's in the Juilliard ballet program, and he is using it. In fact, when I make up batches, I make an extra big jar, and I. For this young man, because he's 17, he doesn't have a lot of money, but I just make up a big batch in a mustard jar and give it to him, so I don't have to pay for my jars or labels. But he and his friends now are using it post ballet and pre ballet practice, so that's amazing to me and wonderful. I have a lot of gardeners who like it, who have knee and hip issues. Mm-hmm. So that's working well. I have a friend who has sciatic problems, and she lives in New London in Connecticut. It's about a three and a half hour drive from Hudson. She came to visit me a couple of weeks ago, and she was literally bent double as she came in through my door. She said, "My sciatic nerve's killing me." I said, "Okay. Shuck 'em. Let's let's put some on your back." So I put some on her lower back, and she said, "Oh, that feels nice." I said, "Oh, good. All right. Let me know how you feel, you know, in about 10 minutes." And all of a sudden, about 3 minutes later, she went, "Oh my God, it's gone." Mm-hmm. I said, "What's gone?" She said, "I can stand up." And she was literally doing a little jig in my kitchen. She was, and it was miraculous to me. I looked at her. I said, "I am so happy that it helps." So yes, sciatic pain is another one that it helps. I'm not sure. People have asked me if it helps neuropathy. I haven't had anyone tell me that yet, but that's a huge issue for people. So I'm hoping that that's mm-hmm. going to be that's going to be helpful.
In my massage practice, before I became aware of Amanda's products, which I'm now using, but I have used other CBD products in the past as I was able to get my hands on them, basically. And yeah, neuropathy, definitely any, it seems like any neurologically originating neurogenic problem, the CBD seems quite, and fibromyalgia, as you mentioned also, people aren't exactly certain the mechanism of the pain for fibromyalgia, but CBD does seem to have really good benefits for folks.
It seems to, and the other thing is that I found there aren't too many people who've told me it doesn't work, but there mm-hmm. are people for whom they say it doesn't have any effect. I haven't found too many of those, thank goodness. It definitely works for me. I have all sorts of aches and pains, mm-hmm. so I use it, and I'm really enjoying it and enjoying the benefits. And I can also attest to its mood enhancing properties. It's not like it's not a, what do you call it, a psychoactive thing. It's mm-hmm. not like THC. Oh, mm-hmm. and the other thing people ask me all the time is, can you use it and be drug tested? Absolutely, you can. It does not show up on a drug test, or at least mine doesn't, because yeah. it's only pure CBD isolate. Yeah. So if you're a bus driver, or if you're a, you know, somebody that gets tested regularly and you don't, you know, you yeah. can't afford to lose your livelihood over it, that's something that you can use, and that's important.
Yeah.
So that's is something that I'm learning about daily, and learning about the business and the opportunities, which seem to be infinite at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
The CBD market, which was $1.7 million a year ago, is set to top $2 billion in 2020.
Wow.
Really taking off. So this is the ground floor of it. And there are lots and lots of options and things that you can buy online. And I would just caution people, be very careful. It's very difficult to ascertain how much CBD you're getting. And please, anything that you're going to either ingest or put on your body for absorption, make sure it's organic. When somebody says, oh yes, but my product is 93% organic, my reaction is, that's great. That's 7%. It could be PCBs for all you know.
Right.
You know,
yeah, right? Yeah.
What does that really mean? It's sort of yeah. like being kind of pregnant or sort of married. You right. know, it yeah. doesn't it yeah. doesn't make any sense. So yeah. be very careful about putting anything into your system that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, in my experience as a clinician, and also in my family and friends, I've really observed a lot of people who previously, it's really increased a lot of people's quality of everyday life. Because, you know, we've had folks on the show before also. Heather Martin is one. You know, there's a lot of people out there living with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the medicine that is available commonly, pharmaceutical medicines, mm-hmm. are often ineffective and or strongly addictive.
Right.
And, you know, people's lives and families are... It's a really complicated issue these days, and a lot of people don't get what they need. And CBD is really promising for a lot of folks who've become accustomed, not just this young dancer, but I mean, there are people that are, you know, for 20 years they've been living in pain and
yeah.
just normalized it. But, you know, what that does long term to your mood is
yeah,
is really
your spirit,
and
yeah.
how you interact with other people is, it's really draining. So, you know, this is really important medicine for our time.
The other thing yeah. that's really important in my line of work, and that I'm seeing, is for elders with Alzheimer's, when we get to a point where they're sundowning and the symptoms get so much worse late in the day, we're actually starting to use CBD cream to calm and relax and give a better, you know, better quality of life
yeah.
without the medicines that are available that often have really nasty side effects. So I'm looking to work with physicians now going forward to prescribe it not only for Alzheimer's, but... I'd like to, you know, if I can do this, and I've been talking to actually a couple of psychiatrists about this, also to be having it be a benefit to people who are recovering from addictions.
Mm.
That this is a calming and relaxing thing that will really help them. So I'm just looking forward to seeing where this will go, ladies.
We're looking forward to it too.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about the two products that are still in development at this time.
Well, they are the tick repellent, which is the most important one to get out before next tick season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it's a mixture of organic oils, essential oils,
mm-hmm.
rose geranium being the main one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I'm doing, and I'm using a spray. It's in a little spray. At the moment, it's in a little spray, and I spray it on my animals. Mm-hmm. And as I said, I haven't had a single tick on. I have two dogs and two cats, and they're indoor, outdoor beings, mm-hmm. and I haven't had any issues or myself with ticks. And I live in a very wooded part of Hudson, actually Greenport, but mm-hmm. So that's, I'm excited about that. And then the next thing will be the sleep aid, which mm-hmm. is very important, but I think the sleep aid will probably come into being at about the same time as I do the sublingual CBD oil, the drops, mm. hmm. because it's the same sort of formulation.
Okay.
But I'm not sure when that's going to be yet. It's really astounding, to me anyway, to just have two products and keep those going. How you do it with all yours, Lauren, I have no idea. But yeah.
I have too many. I have too many products.
I doubt that. So I'm trying to keep it small. But and growing sustainably so that I can use a little bit of money every month to put aside to then know that I've got also bills coming in that I can pay for mm-hmm. and develop new products at the same time. So mm. I'm totally on board with the sustainability of products and pledges.
Yes. Set aside a little money every month for WGXE.
Even just a little, like make a coffee at home instead of buying a coffee out and send that money to WGXE each month. Something like that. Even something as modest as that, you know, makes a big difference. And that pledge drive number, 518-697-7400.
Or online, wgxc.org/donate. Oh, the phone's ringing. This is so exciting. What's happening on the phone?
I know. Amanda, do you want to tell us a little bit more about Hudson Hemp and how you came to work with them?
Sure. I've heard for the last couple of years that hemp would be growing in Hudson, and I was excited about that because last year Governor Cuomo set aside $10 million in matching funds for the growth and development of industrial hemp in Columbia, well, in New York State, so that we wouldn't be dependent on a $6 billion Canadian import from hemp. And I'd spoken to a couple of people actually at the Churchtown Dairy and various places. They said, "Oh yeah, it's happening." And like many other aspects of this particular endeavor, I just had a feeling that when the time was right, when I had my product, when I'd got through and I jumped through all the hoops I needed to get it produced and bottled and the labels made and the right information on the labels and all that stuff, that I would actually meet up with the people I needed to meet. And it happened quite by chance. I had been buying CBD isolate from somebody in Florida, and they let me down really badly. Mm. I mean, so badly that it ended up costing me, I think, altogether about $4,000. I was beside myself as a small business owner, mm-hmm. you know, with that kind of loss. And what was I going to do? And how was I going to resolve it? And I just thought, the heck with it. I am going to pick up the phone right now and call Hudson Hemp. And I went online and I found them and I called them and I left them fairly brief message telling them what I needed and who I was, and they just couldn't have been more welcoming and helpful. Mm. And I went to meet them, and the rest, as they say, is history. And it's such fun to meet like-minded people. They have such a belief in their product. They are all organic. This product is grown organically under organic methods. They're going to be switching over, I think, to biodynamic methods very soon, which is even better. And for those who don't know, an organic item is a single product. But when you go biodynamic, that refers to not just the product, but the entire environment around which the product is grown and produced. So it has to do with everything from the way the people who are making it respond to each other, to how they coordinate what's happening above and below the ground all year round to produce the best possible environmentally friendly product that they can. And so they and I are clearly in alignment, and that's really how this product has developed. It's been a lot about coming into alignment and meeting people who've been able to help me on this journey. So I'm enormously grateful to the people at Hudson Hemp and also those who've been helpful in this journey so far, like you, Lauren.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
And you, Sarah, of course. But, you know, this, so it's new and it's different, and I had no idea what this would become when I started thinking about it 3 and 4 years ago. But it's completely changed the way I look at life, business, how I'm developing as a human being, and what I can offer. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled. If it helps people, I just could not be happier. And I tell people that if they buy the product and they contact me with something great I can use for marketing, I'll give them a free jar. I like that kind of feedback. So
awesome. A little thing to say when you said talking about kind of an almost mystical way you went about being in alignment, you know, and I think that it's true that when we conduct our businesses with the same sort of goals and visions we have for being in community and being in good relationship with other people, other beings, with the planet, things fall into place. And this is, you know, another remarkable pragmatic reason to really consider every level of your existence being in relationship, you know, not just buying a product, but interacting with your community to obtain the things that you need for quality of life. And it is almost magical how sometimes things just fall into place when you live like that.
Well, it's certainly been my experience throughout my life, but never more so than in this last few years. Even with the really awful challenges, like the chap who ran off with the money, it was an opportunity for me to really get in touch with who I needed to be in touch with, who are the Hudson people. I go to Florida when they're right in my own backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, locally, too, a lot of folks bemoan the lack of employment and jobs around here. And I think, you know, here's a new product and you're working in partnership with Hudson Hemp, which is an enterprise. And if we can all support, things like this, that's more jobs for
Absolutely.
People, too.
My vision is ultimately, it was originally to have my own lab and my own production facilities. But they're going to be able to do that and they'll do it well for me. And they pay people a living wage and benefits, and which is important to me. I don't want to be involved in something that's not equitable in that way, and will enable me to do what I do best, which is to go and talk to people about it and encourage them to try it. So in the same way that when I moved out of Hudson a few years ago, I thought, oh, it's great. I'll be able to have chickens and I'll grow fruit trees and I'll this and I'll that. Well, the reality is that I'm living right in the middle of a whole neighborhood of people who are fruit farmers and apiary people, have their own hives. And I don't need to do that. I just need to support them.
Right.
So it's really... Again, it's highlighted for me the importance of community and the importance of being here among like-minded people. We have an extraordinary wealth of experience and support just in this area that I've never encountered anywhere in the United States or even in Europe, that's as tightly knit a community as this one is. And I'm invariably delighted when I go to community events to see people supporting each other, and that's what this is about.
So. Oh my gosh, extended to WGXC right now. I'm like hearing what you're saying, it's super beautiful. And if folks are hearing that and feeling resonating with that and responding with that, then just pull over and pledge.
Pull over and dial 518-697-7400.
Yeah, or use your Googler and go online at wgxc.org/donate.
And if people want to get in touch with Amanda Henry's ZOA, do you have a website?
ZOA Organics.
I do have a website. It's not functioning as a sales website yet. And I actually would much rather that they popped into the Good Fight Herb Company.
All right, then.
Great.
Asked questions, could see the product. But yes, by all means, you can go to ZOA Organics. It's www, and it's ZOA, PZOA-organics.com.
Great.
And there's a way to reach me there. You can reach me through the Good Fight Herb Company.
And the address on your brick and mortar, my friend?
253.5 Warren Street.
Awesome. And you have a website, too.
Yes. So. Oh, goodfightherbco.com.
I don't know why I got in charge of phone numbers today. And